Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy, providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit KnoxOrthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee,
well, Jonesboro will have the ball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 30-17. Both teams out on the floor now. And it will be Lamar Washington triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline for the Hurricane. And I'm not sure what the delay is, but we are about ready to get back underway. Inbound pass goes into Wilson, and here we go. Wilson into the front court. Mounts home in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the left side to McBride. Down to Moore just outside the lane. Now he's looking to go into the lane for the layup. Good. Kyle Moore with 4 points on the night. 32-17, Jonesboro leading it. Peters gets the ball in the front court. Throws it back to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the left wing. Now ball goes up top to Bashirs. Over to Benton on the right side. Gives it to Peters in the corner. Peters drills up to the wing. Finds Benton in the corner. Benton going into the lane for the layup, and it goes in. Talon Benton with his first 2 points of the night. 32-19, Jonesboro on top. 17 left of the third quarter. Wilson in the front court, throws up top to Washington. Over to Leach on the right side. Leach going into toward the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Mercedes Leach with 9 points on the night. 34-19, Hurricane leading it. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. Now he drills toward the free throw line, kicks out to Benton on the left wing. Back to Gilbert, he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Rolls around, will not go. Offensive rebound, chased down by Cruz. He goes back up with it, and he gets it to go. Luke Cruz with 6 points. 34-21, Jonesboro up with 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Wilson into the front court for the Hurricane. Throws over on the left side to Leach. Leach is dribbling towards the elbow. Finds Moore in the lane. He tries to go for the dunk but was fouled on the up, and so he's going to go to the free throw line. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. In the second half, excuse me. Kyle Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 4 points so far this evening. First shot is up, no good. Matt Jones checking back into the game for Mountain Home as Hunter Bashirs will take a seat. Again, 6:16 left to play in this third quarter. That was actually the first free throw attempt for Jonesboro all night. And Mountain Home hasn't shot a free throw either. Moore misses both free throws, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. And now Jonesboro's going with a press defense, but Mountain Home does break it. Here's Peters with the ball on the right wing. Now gives it to Gilbert. Back to Peters in the corner. Now he dribbles out to the wing. Now he's going into the lane, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. I believe they're going to get Kyle Moore with that free throw. With that foul there. Nope, I take that back. They're going to give it to Marion Wilson. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Jonesboro here in the second half. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. That was Mount Holmes' first attempt of the evening. Comes with 5:54 left to play in the third quarter. One more free throw coming up for Colton Peters. His second shot is up. He gets both. 2 points on the night for Colton Peters, and that cuts Jonesboro's lead back to 11, 34-23 with less than 6 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball's over on the left side to Leach. He takes the screen. Now kicks it out to McBride on the right wing. His three-pointer in and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Peters. He'll throw it to Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the left wing. Now he's going towards the lane, now kicks it out to Peters in the corner. Peters drills out to the wing, throws up top to Cruz, over on the right side to Ben, finds Jones in the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Matt Jones with the layup cuts Jonesboro's lead back to single digits. 5:13 left to play in the third quarter, 34-25 our score. Ball goes over to Washington on the left wing. Up top to Wilson. Wilson trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Leach on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. And now Jonesboro is going to take a timeout as Leach now has 12 points. We'll break with 4:51 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home trailing Jonesboro 37-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Jonesboro taking the timeout quickly after Mercedes Leach hit that three. The Hurricane leads 37-25 with 4:51 left to play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Peters, back to Benton. A full court man-to-man for Jonesboro. Benton into the front court. Has the ball on the left side. Now is dribbling down towards the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert has it on the left wing. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked by Moore. Cruz gets the ball, throws up top to Jones. Jones going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Moore, but he hits the ground. It's called for the travel. And so Mount Tom will get it back with 4:20 left. And, boy, I tell you, Moore did take quite a tumble on that one. He looks to be walking a little gingerly, but guess he'll stay in the game. Benton will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Cruz near the left corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And, well, they're going to call him for the travel. Eighth turnover against Mountain Home with 4:16 left to play in the third quarter. 37-25, Jonesboro with the ball in the lead. And now a substitution is going to come in for Jonesboro. I guess Kyle Moore is still a little shaken up, so he's going to be replaced by Kevin Pointer. Here is Wilson into the front court for the Hurricane. He dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen from Pointer. Kicks over to McBride on the right. Back up top to Wilson. Wilson going towards lane now, kicks it over to Washington, over to Leach near the left corner. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Benton, and back comes Mountain Home. He'll give it to Gilbert, who crosses the timeline with it. Now up top to Benton. Benton drills to the right wing, throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to put up the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now in double figures with 11 points, and that cuts Jonesboro's lead back to single digits. 37-28 our score. 3:25 left in the third quarter. Here's Leach with the ball. Taking his instructions from Coach Swift on what offense to run. Leach has the ball at the top. Now drills to the left side. Now goes back to the top. is going toward the right elbow. It's going up for the running jumper. Cannot get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Matt Jones. He'll give it to Gilbert, who's quickly into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Benton on the left side. Goes cross court to Jones. Down to Cruz in the right corner. Over to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Peters on the left side. Now up top to Jones. Over on the right to Benton. Benton's going towards the lane. Finding Gilbert for the reverse layup. And nope, they're going to call. We're going way off the basket. I think they're going to call Benton for the offensive foul. Yep, that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to be called for the charge. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home. And the ninth turnover against the Bombers. Shamari Milton checking back into the game for the Hurricane, replacing Marion Wilson. 2:38 left to play in the third quarter. Jonesboro with the ball, leading 37-28. Leach into the front court for the Hurricane. Leach has the ball between the circles. Finds a pointer on the left elbow, up top to Washington. Now he gives it back to Leach. Leach has it between the circles. Finds McBride on the left side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Keelan McBride with 5 points. 39-28. Now Jonesboro leading it. 1:54 left of the third quarter. Ball goes to Jones near the right corner. He takes the screen, dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Benton. Benton is going towards the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. I believe it was knocked away from him by Jonesboro. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding on the baseline with 1:42 left in the third quarter. 11-point Hurricane lead. Inbound pass goes to Peters in the lane, and he's going to be immediately fouled. That is on Mercedes Leach. Says his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Hurricane here in the second half. So Benton will inbound it once again on the baseline. Gets into Cruz in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now gives up top to Jones. Jones is dribbling towards the lane. Now kicks out to Benton on the right wing. Benton loses his footing and the handle of the ball. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it'll be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 1:27, let's play in the third quarter. 39-28, Jonesboro on top. Benton will inbound it on the near sideline. Gets it cross court to on the left side to Peters. Now to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Gilbert's pass is knocked away by Milton. It will go out of bounds on the near sideline, and the Mountain Home will inbound it once again with 1:19 left in the third quarter. Benton inbounds it to Gilbert. Back over to Peters on the left side. Over to Cruz now, near the corner. He goes cross-court to Benton in the right corner. Now up top to Peters. Over to Cruz on the left side. Cross-court to Benton on the right wing. Benton's going into the lane, now kicks out to Cruz in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. He chases down his own rebound. Loses the handle of the ball, and a steal by Jonesboro. Back come the Hurricane. Here's Washington going into the lane for the layup. Good. And now Jonesboro is going to take another timeout as Lamar Washington now has 6 points. We'll break with 44.9 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 41-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, not a guarantee, and they lose value.
Jonesboro just took their last 30-second timeout of this game as they lead Mountain Home 41-28 with 44.9 seconds left of the third quarter. Took that timeout following the layup by Lamar Washington. He now has 6 points. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Benton. Will walk the ball into the front court. Throws it over across the timeline to Benton. Now back up top to Gilbert. Now Jonesboro doing a trap defense. Ball goes down to Cruz. Finds Jones on the low block. Going in for the layup. Shot was blocked. Gets his ball back. Goes up for the reverse layup. Cannot get it to go. And this time is Pointer getting the rebound. Here is Milton into the front court. 19 seconds left of the third quarter. Ball goes up top now to Wilson. Now Leach has it up at the top. 13 seconds left. 8 seconds. Leach still dribbling at the top. 5 seconds. He's going to dribble toward the right side. Loses the handle of the ball. 1 second. Wilson gets it. They're not going to get the shot off before the end of the quarter. So we've played 24 minutes. Our score at the end of three. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 41-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.